Now, Rebecca, we have room in the front. There's a Mishnah in Kedushin that if you makadish an isha with arla klaya kerem v'chule isurei hana, the Kedushin is not chal. Kedushin is not chal with isurei hana. We explained yesterday because it doesn't have a shavius. You're not the bialim on it. You can't be makadish with isurei hana. We had an hour gemara. The gemara says Amar Rav Gidlam Rav Chia Bar Yosef Amar Rav Hamakadish Mishay Shoyz Ulamala Afilu Bechita Kudnai Sein Chayshon LeKedushin. Rashi learns Mekadosh Mishay Shois. It means the sixth hour. We're talking about Shois the Rabbanon. We know that Chazal will Moisif 1 hour. Midaraisa, the Isarana kicks in at Chatzois, like Rabbi Yehuda. And Chazal will Moisif an extra hour. A Shois the Rabbanon. And you will Mekadosh the Isha pumped in that Shoshish. Shay Shois means in the sixth hour. With Chiti Kordnaisa. Chiti Kordnaisa is Chametz Gomer, Big Shiloh. Is chiti kornaisa chametz gomer, or it's maybe only nuksha, maybe only the rabbanadika chametz or suffolk chametz? There are various shitas what exactly chiti kornaisa is. But Rashi is matish, it was in the sixth hour. The point of Rav Gidol, we already have a Mishnah, you can't be mekadosh with isurei hana. The point of Rav Gidol is that you can't be mekadosh and isha with isurei hana, that's with the rabbanadika isurei hana. And the shaila is, we stelled it yesterday, Clara, I want to be malam in the Indian. Something that's osur b'hanoh mid rabbanon. You know what that means? It means mid rice, it's not osur b'hanoh. Mid rice in the sixth hour, it's not osur. Mid rice, if you learn chiti kurnaisa, is some sort of a nuksha. Even on Pesach, it's only the rabbanon. That means mid rice, it is mutter. Mid rice, it is mutter. So mid rice, the kedushin's chal. L'chayru, the status of this isha should be be'emes. Midoy raisa mikudeshes, midrabbana not mikudeshes. What do you do with such a confusing thing if an isha is midraisa mikudeshes, midrabbana not mikudeshes? A lot of things you could say, but the simplest, straight to the point case would be that if right after this kedushin happened with isurei hana derabbana by a fellow named Reuven, if without further ado, Shimon is mikadesher with a tabas, Reuven drops dead, and then Levi's mikadesher. In all honesty, you need to get from Levi. Hari, if she was already mikudesh to Reuven, fest. So the kedushin that Shimon did with a ring is garnished. And when Reuven dies, she's a penuya. And then the kedushin to Levi is chal. But if, even somewhat, epis, you say that the kedushin to Reuven is not betoikif, so then Shimon's kedushin was chal, and she's married to Shimon. So it's an afkimini, she married to Shimon or to Reuven. It's totally hayifashtei. What does it mean, kedushin with an isra and other rabbanon? Now, according to Tosfos, Tosfos says it wasn't the sixth hour. Tosfos says Mishay Shois means it was the seventh hour, after Chatzos. So, then why are we dealing with a Derabbanon? According to Tosfos, he says that the Derabbanon is because Chametz Nuksh is only a Derabbanon. Chametz Nuksh is only a Derabbanon? Chametz Nuksh is not Osir Banom Ederaisam. It's so interesting. There are those that ask, according to Rashi, it says Shay Shois, when Mamish focused on that sixth hour, 11 o'clock in the morning, Erev Pesach. According to Tosfos, if you're just saying that Nuksha is the Rabbanon, why do you have to say Shei Shois? Just say on Pesach, HaMakadosh Isha B'chita Kornaisa B'Pesach. What are you stressing? The sixth hour after Chatzos. It's possible that Chometz Nuksha is yet Osir Mideraisa on Pesach. It's only Osir Mideraisa in the 6 hour period from Chatzos to the night. That's why it stresses. Otherwise, like Tosfos, why does it Bechal say the Shei Shois?
We're in the Shlava, we're about mourning for the Matle the Shis. So
I know, but that's not why Rav Gittel 400 years earlier when he said a member said Shei Shois to help us work out the Matle the Shis. And the Matle the Shis for sure means 11 o'clock. But the member of Rav Gittel of HaMakadosh Mishei Shois was as the Dibra Masel of Tosfos, was quoting Rashi Mitzvila Sheish, and then Tosfos goes and says it's after Sheish. I have other reasons also why maybe Rav Gidl said Chatzos. We'll see if we get to. But I think that's a nice clinch. When Tosfos says Nuksha is the Rabbanon, it could be it's the Rabbanon only on Erev Pesach. Now, the Gemara. What? I'm sorry? Chametz Nuksha, there's a Gzeres HaKosev that it has Issur Achila for sure. There's a Machlekes Rashi Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Elul Oivrim if it has Bal Yirah. And I think there's a Machlekes Rishayim if it has Issur Hano as well. And it could be it actually does have Issur Hano on Pesach, and only on Erev Pesach it doesn't. Because the extra Chomer of Rabbi Yehuda that it's also on Erev Pesach, that didn't go that far at the Nuksha. But getting back to Rav Gidl, the Gemara made it Sushel from Rav Gidl that you can't do Bidl to Vinavat Le'Bashis. Nevatle Bashis, the Gemara had asked, we know there's a rule you can't do bittel after this man Isser. Could you do bittel in that 11 o'clock in the sixth hour? What's the status then? And we learned from the Chachmei Venezia yesterday, the Prichadish brings, that it goes like this. On Pesach and about after the sixth hour, after Chatzos, you can't do bittel. It's Asr Bano. Beforehand, you can do bittel. What do you do with the Chametz that? Is Osir Banom the Raisa and not Osir Banom the Rabbanon? Could you do Bittul on such a Chametz? The emphasis I'm thinking, could you do Bittul on Nuksha on Pesach? Can you do Bittul on Nuksha on Pesach? Mechare Memonavshach. Memonavshach. It's Osir Midirabbanon, it's Mutta Midiraisa. Midiraisa doesn't need Bittul. Midiraisa doesn't need Bittul, and Midirabbanon, it's too late to do the Bittul. When we're talking about doing the Bittul at 11 o'clock in the sixth hour, the Chap is that it might be Kedai to do Bittul because on the Tzad, that it's not awesome in the Raya said, you chop the Raya, and now it's going to be a bittel that's going to be betoiket for the entire Pesach. I don't think there would be any toyeles in doing bittel to Chametz Nuksha on Pesach already. At kama that it's also to do bittel after this man Yisrael. At kama that it's mutter, it's still mutter. But the Gemara makes it tzushtel from Kedusha to bittel, and we asked yesterday, what's the tzushtel? Hare Rashi says the reason why the Kedusha is not chal is because Afkin Rabban on the Kedusha Minei. I saw another kasha that Abdul Mulyam asks, maybe there's a Yisoid by Kedushe Kesef, you need Kesef to Isbe Hano. And it's not considered Kesef to Isbe Hano. But it doesn't mean that it's totally, totally not yours, that there's no Shaykhs to do Bittul. Maybe you will be Shaykhs to do Bittul. But we had a crisis yesterday, I want to clarify. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, Chulin Shenishchat Ba'azora, which is Osir Midrabbanon. And the Gemara says, Kedushin's Chal. You take a piece of meat, you Makadish Isha. With Shabbat Kesef, with meat. What kind of meat? What hechsher? I don't know what hechsher, but it's chulin shenishchat ba'azor. And the Gemara says, since it's only the Rabbanon, the Kedushin Tzchal. What does it mean, the Kedushin Tzchal? But it's Yisur HaNoah, chach med the Rabbanon. So we spoke out yesterday, you saw that the Yisur HaNoah of chulin shenishchat ba'azor is different. It has no shaychus to a deraisa. Of course, it's a taker from the fact that it was also the shechem in the azor, but the Yisur HaNoah has no shaychus to a deraisa. Now, in yesterday's Mar Makoimis, and I want to wrap it up, there was a halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben HaEzer. And I want to make it very clear. It goes like this. Shulchan Aruch says, three levels. If you makadish with the Isurei Hano, you makadish in Isha, Ruvein, is makadish in Isha, with the Isurei Hano. If it's Isurei Hano that has no shaykhs to a deraisa, what's an example of Isurei Hano that has no shaykhs to a deraisa? Chulin Bazara, or, this is Mayurdik, Chametz derabbanon and Shois derabbanon. Shrei derabbanon. Shrei derabbanon is equal to no ikker deraisa. Yesterday we dabbled in that. We said, if anything, maybe Shrei derabbanon is even further removed. Maybe not, but Shulchan Aruch puts the two together. And he says, if you makadish an isha with something that has no ikker deraisa, mikudeshes vadai. And then he continues, what if you makadish an isha with, get ready, Chametz deraisa and Shois derabbanon? That means with a loaf of bread at 11:30 on Erev Pesach. Or chametz derabbanon in shoyz doiraisa. That means nuksha or chita kornaisa on Pesach. Suffik mekudeshes. And then the mechaber fears ois. If you mekadesh an isha with festa echtege isure hano chametz bepesach or laklaya karen bechule ainu mekudeshes. Now, what does he mean? These three levels. When you mekadesh with a trei derabbanon or with chulin shenishchat ba'azara, vaday mekudeshes. I challenge, and there's a big balagan in the Noisa Kalim, Chalkis, Machaikik, Beishmol, Chulik. Vadai Makudeshis without qualms, no problems if Shimon's Makadish and then Reuven dies and Levi, it's Vadai Makudeshis. Becholik and Midrabana, you didn't give her anything. If a minute later Shimon's Makadish with the ring, why aren't you Choshish Lakadushay Shimon on the Tzadet? The Midrabana, Reuven didn't give her anything. And it says Vadai Makudeshis. Even more. Then he fears ice. Chametz the Raisa v'shoyz the Rabbanon. Chametz the Rabbanon v'shoyz the Raisa. Suffik makudeshes. What's suffik? Here people make a big mistake. I also made a mistake. Pashtus, you learn Suffolk means not a Suffolk, just it's a split between the Rabbanon and a Deraisa. So we treat it like Suffolk Mekudeshes, meaning on a Deraisa level, she's married taka to him, because with Deraisa it wasn't Asur Bahana, but on a Rabbanon level, it's not Chal the Kedushin. So in reference to if another attempted Shimon slash Reuven tries to Mekadesh, we treat it like Suffolk Mekudeshes. But the way the Noisa Kalim explained, that's not what's going on. It's Suffolk Mekudeshes, because by Chomet Deraisa and Shais the Rabbanon, the Ramban says, you were choishes that it's Suffolk Mekudeshes because of Marasayim. And by Chometz the Rabbanon and Shoyz the Raisa, I be'ezer Hashem will get to the Balamor in the Sugi here that learns that we don't pass like Rav Gidl Bechlal. Because the Balamor learns, in case I don't get to it, that Rav Gidl is talking about you will Makadisho in the 6 hours on Erev Pesach, not on Pesach. Like I said, in Erev Pesach in the 6 hours. And we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. We pass like Rav Shimon. We pass in that Chometz only becomes Asur B'Hanah on the 7 days at night. So what's the status of Chometz during those 6 hours? So get ready, there's Tashbisu. Avada, there's Tashbisu. And according to the Ramban, who argues on the Balamar, Tashbisu itself says it's Asur B'Hanah. Ein lecha davar that you have to destroy, that it's not Asur B'Hanah. But the Balamar says no, it's not Asur B'Hanah yet. As a matter of fact, what does the Balamar say? You could do it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Eat it and be Mekayim Tashbisu. Could you be Mekayim Tashbisu with it? So you really shouldn't, I'll tell you, because the Balamor is moiter, something you really should be destroying it, even eating it. Don't eat it, but it's like you're eating it to destroy it. I wouldn't suggest l'chatchila to be mekadesh an issue with it. But if you're mekadesh an issue with it, it will be chal. So it's not like Rav Gidl. We don't, that's why Suffolk Mekudeshes, because we're mesupik to be choishish for the sheet of the Balamor. We don't pass him like Rav Yehuda. And that's another way of looking at that setup of the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. But again, the three levels in Shulchan Aruch are, if you're mekadesh an issue with something that's asur b'hana, that has no ikar at all, then mekudeshes vadai, I can say. Careful. You mekadesh an isha with chametz d'oraisa shoyz the rabbanon, a loaf of bread at 11:30, or chametz the rabbanon shoyz d'oraisa. Nuksha on Erev Pesach at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suffolk Mekudeshes, because we're Mesupik maybe the passing like the Balamar. You Mekadesh an issue with Vade, 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 Chometz the Raisa, or any other Isurei Hanah, then it's a Vade not Chal the Kedushin.
If we said the other one, not the, if we said the verse of Marasayin.
The Ramban's Marasayin, yeah.
So then there's not communion between that and if it's a Deraisa, Derabbanah.
Yeah.
Because you get the Deraisa, get that only works Deraisa, if there's any issue.
If the get the Deraisa would work, clap your case of Suffolk Deraisa. Excellent afkamina, excellent afkamina.
So
the Noisei Kalim say that the reason why the Mechaber passed in Suffolk Mekudeshes is not because Medaraisa Derabanan. And someone just asked now, why Takanat? I don't know, good question. But that's not what the Mechaber is passing when he says Suffolk. It's not because of because maybe we really go with the Ritva we said yesterday. That something that's Asur B'Hanah is not worth anything, even Medaraisa. Okay, something that Medarabanan said is Asur B'Hanah is really not worth anything, even Medaraisa. It's really not worth anything. No, you have to be choshes for the Ramban of Marasayim. You have to be choshes for the Balamar, and that's why it's a Suffolk. Whole new pshat.
Nonetheless, even if it's not actually as Rabbanan, but we do a chumra with all three as Rabbanan,
right?
Isn't that the same as this Rabbanan with the having no shabbos?
I don't know if it's the same thing. I don't know. And I have a shaila now. We talked already about if you makavish with two apples, one is arla, one is not, and the one that's arla for sure is mamish vaday midiraisa asur b'hanah, the other apple is mamish vaday mutar b'hanah, and you gave her both of them. But you still can't be mekudeshes because suffolk deraisa l'chumra, can't eat it. But now the shaila is, what if you makavish, there's a chem d'shleima, what if you makavish with suffolk chametz? Suffolk chametz. By the way, there are those that learn that chitik or nais is not chametz d'rabbanan. There are those that learn that chitik or nais is suffolk chametz. What's the din if you makadish an isha with suffolk chametz?
Look at the Rambam,
it says suffolk to raisa. Oh, excellent. I want to get to it. If you makadish an isha with suffolk chametz, Chem the Shlema talks about it. And then he wants to know, what if you makadish an isha with vaday chametz? Suffolk shoyz. What does it mean, suffolk shoyz?
You didn't know if it was 11.
You don't know if it's 11:15 or 10:45, right? Avada, that's Gishmak, 11 o'clock is the 6th hour, right? You didn't know if it was 10:45 or 11:15, but it's much more than that. You know, it's very nice that for convenience sakes we call the 6th hour 11 o'clock. When really does the 6th hour start? Shoyz Manis, and Shoyz Manis is like the Machlekes Magen Avraham and Gro, and there's Balgan, and there's Shailas Fekid Adina. Do you know that the Mogen Avraham says that if you're holding at a stake, you know you're not allowed to sell your chametz once it's minus. The same way you can't do bittul, you can't sell your chametz. The Mogen Avraham says if the Blumenkranz book, or your clock, or your Talmud Chacham and your Gecheshmet in the Machlekes Mogen Avraham and Gro, and you look at this calendar and it's not clear whether you can, whether it's Shoshishis or the end of the Shachamishis. He says you can sell it to a guy because Safek Derabbanan. What's he talking about? Now it's a Safek Derabbanan, but you're going to have 7 1/4 days of Pesach, knowing the whole time, eating yourself up, pun intended, that maybe this chametz was sold too late. Harry, if you attempt to sell your chametz to a guy after this man Yisr, we already spoke out from Reb Chaim Oizer, that Asor and Akosav remains. It doesn't help to sell it to a guy. What does it mean you're allowed to sell your chametz to a guy in a matzav when it's Safek Shoyz Derabbanan, because Safek Derabbanan Makula? You're headed for a disaster. I don't understand.
You look at here and now.
Yeah, but not now. That, you know, the rest of Pesach, you're keeping the chametz, it's still there. The chametz is locked in the thing, and it said, Nimpro Lenochri at 10:56, Ayin Grav, you have a problem. You might have sold it at the wrong time. A ha'ara. Yeah, I saw this interesting ha'ara. There's a pshat that chiti kordnaisa means suffik chametz. So the shaila is, so why did the Gemara have to say mishay shoy sulamalu? We asked earlier in the shir, bishlemele rashi, mishay shoy, Rav Gidl's memra, mishay shoy, very carefully precision meant in the 6th hour between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. But Tosis argues and says, no, chiti kordnaisa means that the chametz is the rabban. It was already shoy's the rice. It was after the 6th hour, it was after chatzos. Just say, the Pesach Atzmai. What's the difference? So the Pshat is, it's talking about Suffolk Chametz. Now, the Rambam Sheet is, as I saw Pilpon say, the Rambam Sheet is Suffolk Derais Lakula. So there would be a Chiddush that you still can't, even though Suffolk Derais Lakula. But that wouldn't be Negei on Pesach, because Kiyadua, the Rambam's Moida, that by a Suffolk of Chorus, the minute it's an Isser Chorus, the Rambam's Moida, you go Suffolk Lachomer. And the 7 days of Pesach, Chametz is Chorus. And as such, even though Chita Kornaisa is Suffolk Chametz, the Rambam's Moedi go Suffolk Lachomer. But the Chiddush of Rav Gidl was that even though it's Mishay Shois, even though it's in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, where it's not Chorus yet, so then maybe Ulai you should be Choshes for the Kedushin, because Suffolk, maybe Lakula, you could use this thing. It's Suffolk Chametz. Zok Rav Gidl Afok became, but that was the Chiddush of Rav Gidl, that even though it was Mishay Shois, it was an Erev Pesach, it wasn't Chorus yet. And this is reminiscent of a few days ago, I spoke out from Rabbi Avrom Yeshua ben Etel, the Refuah Shleima. We spoke out a chiddush that was brought down in the Hagois from, in the Chiddush Rabbi Baruch. I'm pretty sure we spoke this out. Sounds familiar? Maybe I didn't speak it out. I thought I spoke it out. The Vart was like this. There was a diak in the Rambam and Hilchas Mamre, which I, the B'mechila, I think it's a mistake. Whatever. But there's a diak in the Rambam in Hilchas Mamram. The Rambam says, a Zokin Mamre who shepherds with Bezdin, even if he's dealing with a Derabbanan, but if it's an issue that affects Chorus, that has the din of Zokin Mamre. L'moshel, says the Rambam in Hilchas Mamram, a Zokin Mamre that says, Chametz is not Osir in the 6th hour. Well, that it's Osir Bahan already in the 5th hour. He's playing around with the 6th hour thing. He's playing with Chorus. That's Zokin Mamre. And everyone asks, why is it Chorus? Chorus only kicks in on the 7th, at night. So we spoke out of Diak that Rabbi Baruch brings in the footnotes from Avraham Yeshua, that you see from here that the Isser of Erev Pesach, the Kechametz, there's no Chorus yet. I'm not saying there's Chorus, but it's not a different Isser. It's that Isser. It's the Isser of, it's the Isser of Chorus. It's considered Chorus. It has Chorus to Gigadorim, and it might have Suffolk Lachumra, and it's not a separate Isser Achila. And it's all a mistake, because the Kesef Mishnah says, when the Rambam is saying over there that the Zokin Mamre is considered, he's playing with a chorus, he's playing with fire, it's not because Chametz has chorus. He could have talked about Arla. Is there chorus on Arla? No. But if you makadosh an Isha with Arla that's also in the Rabbanon, it would be a Shaila, whether the Kedushin's Chal, and Eishas Ish has chorus. That's what the Rambam means, chorus. The Rambam means it's chorus because it's going to be affecting the Eishas Ish, the Kedushin. It has nothing to do with Chametz being chorus. Rabbi Chanan asks over there in the Kaivitz Shurim that we brought yesterday that it didn't have to say Chametz, it could have said Arla de Rabbanon, any Isser Hanad de Rabbanon. An Isser Hanad de Rabbanon is a Zakin Mamre because it's affecting Kedushin. Yeah, but there he's talking about eating it 5 to 6 hours. Oh, the Gabi, the Kedushin. Yeah. Right. 100%.
Maybe they want to do the
Taif
from the fact
that it doesn't regard. I know, but that I understand. But Rabbi Chanan Taka says that if the Chor is Lavdavk and it's Uad in Arla, and the chorus being referred to in the Zakan Mamre Rambam is the chorus of Eshes Ish, which by the way, everything is Eshes Ish. Like when the Rambam says arguing about Tchelas and Tzitzis is not going to be what's it called, what do you mean? It's Negeya. If you Makadosh Yishal tonight that it's Tchelas, no. If it means if you walk in the street, it's going to be Chayav Chilashak. You can always find chorus. Okay, that's already
going.
So the Ketzav Mishnah says it's Eishes Ish. The Ketzav Mishnah says it's Eishes Ish. And Rabbi Chanan asks, so why did it say Chametz? It could have said Arla. And it's connected to the Rav Gidl Stickel Torah, why it says the 6th hour. I'm going off on a tangent. Now, I really want to move on. Talmud Yerushalayim Lifnei Rabbi. But the Oyla has to be aware. Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote a Marocha. We're not going to do the whole Marocha. Marocha Rabbi Kiva Eger is for Benaz Manim. I'm telling you. You want to take a Ben Azmanim with his Moshe Budim to first say, the second say, for 18 hours straight. Try to do Marocha Rabbi Kvega. Try it once. Tell me you didn't enjoy it. But I want to speak out Epis and Akudala from the Marocha Rabbi Kvega. That's the gay of the Sugi here. You know, we've been dealing with. Actually, let me give you some background information. It's fascinating. We spoke a few weeks ago about the Shiloh of the night of Yehuda that Rabbi Kvega brings. About a guy that died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, and his Yerushim first found out about it after Pesach, and he left the whole estate with a lot of chametz, and the shaila was, is it considered chametz avrolov as a Pesach? Because chametz avrolov as a Pesach is chametz that had the Isra of Bal Yirah. Was anyone over Bal Yirah on this chametz? Till 3 o'clock he was alive, the original owner, but does Bal Yirah start from Chatzos, or does Bal Yirah only start at the night? We know there's a whole sugya that Tashbisu starts from Chatzos, but does that rise on Baal Yirah as well? Machloikis, Tirin Rashi, Baal Gan. So the night of Yehuda wanted to know, if this Baal Yirah already from Chatzos, then this chametz for everyone is usher after a Pesach as a knas because it was Baal Yirah. But maybe not. The kids Yarshin did at 3 o'clock. No, they didn't, because it's Yisuri Hano. You don't Yarshin Yisuri Hano. The night of Yehuda came out with a fascinating Einfall, and he said, Mamon of Shalom. The issue of whether there's Baal Yirah on Erev Pesach and the issue of whether Chametz is Aser B'Hanah on Erev Pesach in the Yiluyishkat of the Night of Yehuda, he puts those two things together. It's not Mefurash in the Gemara, but that's what he assumes. Meaning, are we shifting Pesach 6 hours early or not? And he says, therefore, Mamon Hashach, it's either Chametz Avrolov is a Pesach because the father was like a Baal Yirah for the first 3 hours, or if you want to tell me the father wasn't, so the kids could Yarshin it as long as he died before. And therefore, they had Baal Yirah for 7 days, but they had Baal Yirah. Rabbi Kibega brings this story, and what he wants to know is about the lady that's getting married. We'll go straight to the Nakuda, what I want. When you're Makavish Tisha with the Chitik Rednaisa, Mishay Shoysu Lamala, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she has what to do with this Chitik Rednaisa. What could she do with this Chitik Rednaisa? Make it into Ofar, and save it till after Pesach, and then have enough from the Efer. That's not worth a Pruta? That's what he asks. Why is it not Kibega? Ain't a Makudeshes! Ain't a Makudeshes! Why in the Mekudeshes? It has redeeming value. Make it into Efer and save the Efer for after Pesach. That's his kasha. Now, it really is more than that. Yesterday, we asked the Stira. On one hand, it says that Rav Gidl says you can't be Mekadesh and Isha with Chametz, Kudnaisa, Shishis, Chametz, the Rabbanon, Shoyes, the Rabbanon, and whole whatnot. The Shaila was, the Gemara says in Kedushin, we quoted it yesterday. If Chulin Shnishchad Bazar is a Rabbanon, you're able to make a Kedushin with it. Everyone asks the Rebbe, said it's a Machlekes, so you're Chulin, it's different, what kind of Tzitzim? Rabbi Kiveger, it's Cheshbonus, he's bringing Mekayrus to this, but he wants to say, maybe the difference is, did the woman know? When you Mekadosh Isha with something and she's clueless about the fact that it's Osir Rana, then it's not a Kedushin, because it's a Mekach Tois. And even if you can come afterwards, let's say you Mekadosh Isha with an Orla de Rabbanon. And you tell her, so she thought it's $300 worth of papers. You tell her, by the way, it's not, but if you turn it into ashes and midir shalika derech hanosa, you can get $17 worth of anosa. She's shkoyach, that's not what I wanted, mekach tois. But if she did know, and it was al das came, and it's, yeah, worth a pruta, so then if she, yeah, that's how he answers this theorem. The Rav Gidl was when she didn't know, and chalim shenis bazar was when she did know. More than that, in one place, Rabbi Kivegah there says, this is mamish wild. The only time you could turn something into ashes and then use hanaf from the ashes if it's a chiyuv to burn it. Some things have a chiyuv of nikborin. He wants to say, chulin shenishal bazara, if it's asur midgizis, if it's asur midaraisa, then it's nikborin. And then it has no redeeming value. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Kivegah said, this is what the Gemara means. No, hamani chulin shenishal bazara, the rabbanon. And since it's the rabbanon, so then it is nisraf, and then you could have enough from the ashes, and then it's kedushin chal. Of the ashes that you can get from the chulin shenishal bazara. That's what the Gemara, when the Gemara said that the kedushin chal, hamani Rabbi Shimon, it because it. After all that long drawn out thing, Rabbi Kivegah wants to come and say, and again, you should look up this ma'aracha, not now, ben Azmanin. He says maybe he has a raya. L'chayr, why does Rav Gidl say it's not chal the kedushin? L'chayr, she should turn it into ashes and wait, and then what's it called? He wants to be machri back to the night of Yehuda Shai. He says, can't happen. I'm telling you, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's too late. There's already Bal Yirah, it's already Aser Banah, it's too late to turn it into ashes. Don't even try this. It's not. The beginning of the ma'aracha starts with the shayla of the night of Yehuda, and a lot of things happen in the middle, and it goes back to it. But we're going to move on. But let's set up, we're going to get to the two dots. That's the plan. And tomorrow we're getting all the way to the bottom of the oven, so let's start setting this up. The Gemara had said that the purpose of Avodah Zarah Shiyavatel is because of the Gluski Yafa. Frek the Gemara, when you find the Gluski Yafa, do Bittalim through the third day of Chalamayit. Says the Gemara, the famous cloud we're aware of already now, you can't do Bittal after the Zman Isser. So the Gemara still wants to do the Bittal fourth hour, fifth hour, but the Gemara said, no, you can't do the Bittal after the Zman Isser. And more than that, the Gemara said, you can't even do Bittal at 11 o'clock. Why? At 11 o'clock, it's Mutter Midoy Raisa. It's only Asa Midar Rabbanon. No, it's Asa Midar Rabbanon, you can't do Bittal. A Tzustel, because you can't do Kedushin. A Moiridik Alamdash Gemara. The same way Rav Gidl says, you can't make a Halois Kedushin, so you can't do the Bittal. For the record, Midoy Raisa, when does it become Asar? At 12 o'clock. Midrabanan, what did they do? They added 1 hour or they made it also the entire Pesach also also Midrabanan? Rabbi Chanan talks about this. They added just an extra snippet of an hour or they said there's an Issa Midrabanan starting from 11 o'clock all the way through the entire Pesach. Because if there's an Issa Midrabanan not only at 11 o'clock but an Issa Midrabanan the entire Pesach, then we have a problem. Then you should never be over Bal Yirah because it's Asr Bahanam Midrabanan. And there's no Asan HaKosav on the Midrabanan. And then it should be like chametz that has another the simple way out is to say they only asked it for that hour, but it's not so partial. Now, the Gemara continues, and this is the sugya we have to get to. The Gemara says like this. In shock, the Gemara retorts and says, Ulebasa risur le'mati mevatel, what, you can't do bittel on Pesach? V'hatanya, ha'yi yoyshe v'beis ha'medrish, v'nisgar shi'esh chametz v'toich beisoy, mevatloi v'liboy, echad Shabbos v'echad yomtif. If a guy's in the beis medrish, and he remembers that he has chametz, so he does bittul b'libay. Why does the guy have to be in the Bis Medrash? Where else could a guy be? Sam, right? Oh, he's at home. Uh-huh. Okay. What if he's not at home, but just not a Bis Medrash, like busy, something else, just random, his own thing? If the rules are, it's Meduyik and the Gemara, the rules would be different. Now, what would be different? What else could you do here? It's Shabbos and Yom Tov. It says, when you're in the Bis Medrash, just do bittul. We're going to come back to it. But the Gemara says, Bishleim was Shabbos. It means Mishkachas lo kegon shechal arbos olias v'Shabbos. Moiridik, it's Erev Pesach. 9 o'clock in the morning. Before the Zman Isser. And you do bittul. I mean, and if you have to be at home, what else? Do you have any better thing to do at home? Eat it. Eat it for your early morning Shalosh Shodis. The other sheet of Erev Pesach post Pesikin thing. Right. Exactly. Okay. Eat it. Kilan Shachar Basmiz and Shabbos. El Yomtis. Frek the Gemara Basari Surahi. Enter the Gemara. And you see doing Bittul even though it's Yomtis already. Enter the Gemara. Let's get to the two dots and then we have to set this up. Omer Avachav Yaakov Hacha V'Talmid Yoishiv Lifnei Rabbi Askinon. V'nizgar sheyesh isa megulgeles b'toich beisoy. U'misyori shem etachmetz kodem u'mavatele mikami detachmetz. He's in the Beis Medrash and he remembers that there's a dough that's not chametz yet. How long is he in the Beis Medrash? Like for 12 minutes only. It takes only 18 minutes for the isa to rise. This was a quick sip. What? Oh, it was in cold water. But and he's calculating it's not gonna make it in time. Okay. Well, we'll work out the details for that. But anyways, he's remembering, and he's gonna be mevatel it before it's chametz. Meaning you gotta be mevatel chametz before Pesach, or on Pesach, you can mevatel something before it's chametz. How could you be mevatel something that's not chametz? Bittel is, could you be mevatel flour on Tu B'Shvat? Could you be mevatel water on Tu B'Shvat? This water, in 3 months from now, when it's going to come in contact with yeast, I'm mevatel the water. The water is bottle. It's mud. I don't. Yeah. Okay, I've heard that before. How far back? What is this concept of being mevatel? I think it could only be mevatel and isim agulgelis. That's like otot chametz, like soon.
If it's not hefty.
If it's hefty, you can vatel the water also. I hear.
You always do bittul before Pesach.
But when you do the bittul before Pesach, when do you do it? At night after the bedika, when does it kick in? Then or taka? When does it kick in, taka? 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock? Not 11. You don't have any sort of honor. What?
Whatever you want.
No.
It does?
No. I have a feeling that you can't do bittul. You want to hear a chiddush? It's 10 o'clock at night. It's 10 o'clock at night. And of Leil B'tikas Chametz, and you're saying bittul. Kol chamir v'chamir. 10 o'clock. When is the bittul chal when you say it at 10 o'clock? I've lost them. When is the bittul chal?
Could be it's hot right now.
Hello, can you tell him that I'm trying to get his attention? You're doing a bittul at 10 o'clock. When is it going to be chal? The next morning, when it comes in mind. I want to say a chiddush. If there's an isim gelis in your house, it's 10 o'clock. It's not chametz yet. It's going to become chametz at 10:04. And you say kol chamir at 10 o'clock, the bittul wasn't chal on it. You have a big problem. Get rid of that chametz. On Pesach, you could do bittul on isim gelis pending. You can't do bittul on isim gelis before Pesach, and you can't do bittul on water and flour and any other preliminary thing that's going to be the thing. But the Gemara says that's the pshat in the Brice over here. That when it says in the Brice that this Talmud in the Beis Medrash is doing bittul, he's being mevatel a kemat chametz, an isim gelis. It's going to be chametz in 5 minutes, and it's Pesach already. So it's going to be chametz in 5 minutes, and you're doing the bittul now. That's the Gemara, and the Gemara remains with its Yesoid, that Chametz Gomer, by the way, what should this guy do if he already has Chametz Gomer? Hayoshe Bebeis HaMedrash, V'nizka Sheyesh Chametz Bebeis HaMedrash. It's the first day of Yom Tov, he's by Yom Tov Shir, and he remembers that he has Chametz in his house. He's in the middle of Shir.
Even so.
Shir's going to be over in 25 minutes. Kol rega v'rega, it's not once. I'm not so sure. We'll see about that. The Shagas Aryeh asks, why couldn't the Gemara Zetzayin Debraisa ho mani Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, fascinating, holds chametz is mutter v'hano. Kacha. Is there a chiv tashpisu? Yes. Is there bal yirah? Yes. Is it asr ba'achila? Yes. Are you chayiv karis if you eat it? Yes. Is it asr ba'hana? No. What can you do with chametz according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili on Pesach? What?
Vida do.
Can you use it for slow? Can you use it for fuel? Slowly? So gratitus brings most Rishonim hold midrabbana not. Midrabbana they said you shouldn't. But technically it's mutabana. Like Rabbi Yossi, could you do bittul on yontif? Hooray! The Gemara says clearly that the reason why you can't do bittul after the Zman Yisr is because it's Asr Ba'ano. It's something that's Asr Ba'ano. It's not yours to do bittul. But like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it is. So the Chara, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you could do bittul on Chametz on Yom Tov. So why don't you just say it? The Brice is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, a bomb kasha. The Tzlach asks it. The Shagas Aryeh asks it. The Yeshua, I think, talks about it. The Gedolei Acharonim's kasha. Why couldn't the Gemara just say that Hamani, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Harei L'Choy, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you could do bittul. And the answers are numerous. Either. What? No, I didn't say. Yeah, no, fine, Rishon. I didn't see a reason to ask the question. V'shagas Arias Mechadish. That Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Avada, you can't do Bittul. The whole concept of Bittul doesn't apply to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, even before Pesach. Forget about doing it on Pesach. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the whole concept of Bittul is foreign. Because he goes with the Lomdus that the concept of Bittul is that you're Megaladas, you don't want the Asana Kosov, but Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you don't have that. That's a beautiful Ayin Fala Vishtikul Torah. That, Keneged Rishonim, the Ramban says Mefurish, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds a Bittul. The Nesivus explains in Mekor Chayim, the reason is, because even though Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's no Isser Hanoah, but there's a Chayvas Beer. And the Chayvas Beer is what makes that it's not in your Rishus. And that's why it would be Shnat Shayv Bittul.
Why is he being the Matas?
No, this Baal Yirah, I said, this Baal Yirah.
Why is this Mutter?
This Baal Yirah, Mutter Bahanoah. This Baal Yirah, you're not allowed to have it.
You
can feed it to your dog.
You have to get rid of it.
You can feed it to your dog.
You're getting rid of it by feeding it to your dog?
Yeah. And you should preferably get rid of it before Pesach, because you don't want to be having Baal Yirah the first few minutes. But if this chametz, it's Mutter Bano. There's another raya that the Brice is not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Brice talks about Shabbos or Yom Tov. Why can't, what would be if it was Chol HaMoed? Why not Chol HaMoed? Because on Chol HaMoed, you know what you do? If you're in the Beis Medrash? What? Yeah. What would you do?
Go home and burn it.
Go home and burn it. And that's why the Brisa didn't say Chol HaMoed. But let Rabbi Yosi Aglili, even if it's Yom Tov, go home and feed it to the dog. That's why you see that the Brisa can't be Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's another terrace. No, other Rachman, I forgot to bring it. I think the Tzlach makes that Cheshbon also. Yeah. Now, Rashi fears ois that La'oila Amin was an Issa Megulgelis. Meaning you were preparing a Suda with a whole bunch of little matzahs, right? You didn't buy matzah 3 months before Pesach with a thing. You're baking matzahs. So there's a beautiful Chiddush in the Rashash. The Rashash says, it says it was Yoshev Bibis Medrash, and Rashi says he was Lefnei Rabbi, and he's not allowed to leave because Amos Rabbi. But Barnes the Rashash. Technically, if it would already be Chametz, so that's one, it should go home and burn it. But right now it's not Chametz yet. The case is that if you would run home, you would bake it. And you would have a whole bunch of matzahs, and that's a big loss of money. Because you're going to wait instead, and it's going to do Bittul, and it's going to become Chametz, and you're going to have to burn it out. Al Spittel Torah, that wouldn't be a cheshbon. You have a right to go back. You don't want to lose $172. Oh, but you know why he stays in the Beis Medrash? Because he's Yoshev Lefnei Rabbi. Amos Rabbi. He has an excuse. You know, there's a concept. The guy says, I wasn't by Shir, I had an excuse. Here it's Fakir. I had an excuse. I was by Shir. Shir is an excuse. Now. I'll explain that. So the Rashash says, Mefurish. He says, that's why it's Amos Kvod Rabbi, because we're dealing with a Hefset Momen. Hooray, if he gets home in time, he could bake them. It's Yom Tov, Eichel Nefesh. It's a big, he's invited a lot of people. There's a lot of these Easter Smuggle Gulluses in the house. It's a big loss of money. Amos Rabbi. The Shaila is Frektim Aram Chalava. Frektim Aram Chalava Kash like this. The Gemara says, this is a little, you have to have a couple of cheshmen. The Gemara says, fine, that really you can't do Bittul after it's Chometz. What's the case? That it wasn't Chometz yet, it was Issa Megulgelis. That's fine, the Gemara says that. But the Gemara says, Deikonami, have a raya. Because it says it was in the Beis Medrash. As opposed to what? As opposed to what?
Rashi says, as opposed to being available to
me. Available. Frektem Aram Chalava. Maybe we have this all wrong. Maybe you could do Bittul on Yom Tov. Maybe you could do Bittul on Yom Tov. But if you would be available, you would go home to burn it. You would go home to burn it. What do you do with Chametz on Yom Tov? What? Oh, Kaivanel of a Sakli. But says the Maram Chalava, most Rishayim learn, you're only Kaivanel of a Sakli if you already did Bittul, so then you're dealing with a Derabama. But if you'd be dealing with a Deraisa, you would go home to burn it. So maybe that's why it says, Yosef Lefnei Rabbi, don't give me a Deikonami. No, it's fakert. Maybe play this out. Loi lom, you could do Bittul on Yom Tov. And we're dealing with a Deraisa. it has to be Yosef in the Beis HaMedrash, because otherwise he would go home. He would go home to burn it. And by the way, I have another reason why you should go home. Even if he can't burn it, there's other people at home. He needs to go home to be koyful of a sakli. So they shouldn't be nichshal. So they shouldn't be nichshal. He has what? He who says he can rely on them? We should rely on them. If he's going to rely on them, let them rely on them. They should bake it. Now another kasha I saw in the Achronim. Maybe you know why it has to be Yosef in Beis Medrash? As opposed to Stam, he's available, either he is at home or he could get home. What's the connection that he's in Beis Medrash and can't get out? Maybe it's going on Shabbos. And the Brisa says Shabbos v'yontif. Shabbos, 9 o'clock. If he wouldn't be in Beis Medrash, what would he be able to do? You already said it. Go home and eat it for a chametz tikka late breakfast early. What's it called? Fret or chodesh, other chodesh, the Shita brings it. Why can't that be the... What's the Gemara's Raya Dekanami? Maybe he's doing it... Maybe he's doing it to eat it. Maybe he's doing it to burn it.
We're not in college Shabbos before the modern exodus.
In Chanami, and it's a doichik, but he wants to say that it's what's stuck. In this kash, he wants to say that the reason it said Yosef Bebeis HaMedrash is only for the Shabbos case. Anyways, the mother Shach, Lefi Emes, now Yosef Bebeis HaMedrash is only for the Yom Tov case. Because the Shabbos is not Yisrael Gelgelis. You only needed to make it Yisrael Gelgelis for the Yom Tov case. If Shabbos is Eretz, so it's anyways what's stuck. It's anyways what's stuck. Zachinu. That the Gemara brought a Brisa again, the Sikkum. The Lashon of the Brisa, by the way, wasn't Yosef Lifnei Rabba. It was Yosef Beis Medrash. Rashi was the one that says Yosef Lifnei Rabba. No. The Gemara added it, but it's not the Lashon of the Brisa. The Lashon of the Brisa was Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're in the Beis Medrash, you do Bittul. The Gemara Shtel was, it's not in the Sukkah. The Gemara Shtel was, it's the Chayyar on the first Brisa that Bittul is doable, able to be done on Yom Tov after it's Usr. Shabbos is the Kapan, it's in Yudalv. A beyond the Shtetach Brisa, front center, that you're doing Bittul on Chametz. The Gemara's Teretz was, before you throw Sagasarius and Smachs, keep the Cheshman up the Tzurz of the Shmites. The Gemara's Teretz was that the Pshat and the Brisa chutz for Yom Tov. Shabbos was talking 9 o'clock in the morning, it was ready Chametz. And forget, if you wouldn't be in the Beis Medrash, you would go home to have a Chametz to breakfast. But you're in the Beis Medrash. What's with Yom Tov? It was an Issa Megelgelis. And you're being Mevatel, a potential Chametz. And I spoke about that also. I don't think you could be Mevatel water in Tu B'Shvat. That's going to potentially be. But on Pesach already, when it's Issa Megelgelis, you could be Mevatel it. And we spoke about the Achroinim's Kasha. And the Gemara made a deek of Dekanami. So we spoke a little bit about the Dekanami. And we spoke about the Kasha of the Gedolei Achroinim. Why couldn't the Gemara Zetzerayin, like Rabbi Yossi, Haglili? In the afternoon tomorrow, we're going all the way to the bottom of the Yomid.
According to the Rav, they told the people meeting that Rav is the man.
Right.
What about with the Mevatel, like, flat work on the Shabbat? It's like